Alpha and Omega, our God, the risen Savior, all be still and behold Him. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy, worthy, worthy to receive all praise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy, worthy, worthy to receive all praise. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. Alpha and Omega, our God, our risen Savior, oh, be still and behold Him. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the roaring lion, oh, be still and behold Him. Alpha and Omega, our God, the risen Savior, oh, be still and behold Him. Behold Him. Behold. Let us then be true and faithful.
announcements here. First off, we'll be having Is the Genesis History Bible Study during the evening service tonight. This Wednesday, we'll continue camp preparations at 6 p.m. Youth will we will have a lesson this Wednesday for youth as well. June 9th, a fellowship meal following the morning service in honor of Miss Betty Lowry. June 22nd, prayer walk for camp beginning at 3 p.m. Registration and games from 4 to 6, and then dinner served at 5. And then June 23rd to the 26th, children's camp from 1 to 7 p.m.
Three weeks from today. If you are planning to work in camp, and I do not know that, please, please make sure that I know it. I need some workers. I've got some spots that I need to get filled. And if I don't know you're working, I don't know to plug you in there. So please let me know and plan to join us. It's going to be a great week.
All right. Will y'all pray with me? God, I pray for Brother Wade and the message he's going to bring, God. I pray you just bless it. God, give us ears to hear. God, I pray for children's camp that we have coming up, God. I pray for the workers and the kids, God. I pray you just prepare our hearts for that. God, thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is our first Sunday of the month, and so we're going to be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries that are going to be taking place in June. So if you're here this morning going to celebrate a birthday in June, please come forward. Any birthdays in the month of June? All right. Wonderful. All right, let's sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. We love you, we do. We love you, we do. We love you, God bless you. We love you, we do. Happy birthday, ladies. Celebrating any anniversaries in the month of June? Oh, good. All right. Y'all ready to sing? Come on, Russell. Okay. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. We love you, we do. We love you, we do. We love you, God bless you. We okay, Ron, we'll start with you. How many years does this make? Nine?
Eight.
Congratulations. Wait a minute. Seven. Okay. Okay, Miss Kim. 43. Congratulations. Russell. Would you stand with me?
I come, I confess, bowing you, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. To rise to you when temptation comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I'll fall for you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you.
Welcome you for visiting us this morning. There's a blue card, an envelope, and the pew in front of you that you can fill out and put in the plate as it passes by. And that'll give us more information about you, and there's a box there to check if you want us to visit you. And we appreciate if you would do that for us. One of our men will come now and lead us in prayer.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you and praise you for the day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for the blessings and your love and grace. And we pray now, Lord, for your watch care over each of us. We pray that you would bless this offering, bless both the gift and the giver. And we pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Children's Church. Brother Wade.
Thank you, man. Well, good morning, everybody. You know, I was going to do that differently this morning. I was going to get up here and say, if you're glad to be here this morning, say good morning. And anyway, so there was something else I wanted to mention. Oh, yes, I was sitting there thinking, I don't know what you guys do, but while things are going on, I think a lot about different things. And as we were doing offering, I was just looking at the young men that come up in service of doing that and appreciative of them. So I just want to recognize that and say thank you for the service of what you're doing and helping. So with that, did you all see on the news about all the wildfires over in Greece here a while back? I've seen where they were coming in and they were dumping water on them and they just kept spreading and spreading. Just out of control. I'll let you all think about that. Apparently there was a baking soda shortage or something. That really is a funny joke, even if you don't get it. So, do I need to explain it to that group back there that didn't laugh yet? I was waiting. I just, you know, grease fires. So, anyway, maybe it wasn't as funny as I thought. Somebody else I was thinking about the other day, I was talking to Brother Lanny. He was here, and we were talking, and he was talking about what a good job DJ does back there. And I said, yeah, DJ does so good. I usually don't even give him my slides until I walk in, and then he's able to get them up there real quick. So I do appreciate that, and thank you, DJ, for the work you're doing on that. And if you could, are you capable, DJ, of going back to the music slides real quick, just to the last one? See, I get an advantage to y'all, and I know what I'm fixing to say, and most of the time, I have an idea of what I'm going to say. So when we're sitting there during the music, and I'm seeing what music that Matt picked, and he has no idea what I'm going to say. He has less idea than I do what I'm going to say or preach on. And as I'm going through this, and I'm seeing this song, and we won't go through the whole song this morning, but I'll stop on this slide. And Lord, I need you. Oh, go back to the one with all the words. There we go. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Now, I don't know what that meant to y'all when you were singing it. Hopefully it meant something. But my defense from what? You know, my one defense, how I need you. You know, defense from what? And I was sitting there thinking about defense from myself, right? Defense from me and my pride, which is what we're going to talk about this morning. You know, it's like, I need you, Lord, because you are the defense for me being too much me all the time. You can go ahead and go back to the other good morning slide. Thank you, DJ. You know, we're into June, and we're about as far away from December as we can be. Because this is the 6th month, and December is the 12th month for any of y'all that's hard, math is hard, right? That's about as far away as we can get. And we're about as far away as we can get in a lot of other reasons, other than mathematical and time. Because when I think about December, what do I think about? Same thing you think about probably, right? We think about Christmas. We think about giving. We think about just this humbleness and the selfishness that we have, or the selflessness that we have, where we're being charitable and we're just loving our neighbor. And I mean, December is a very humble month. It's a very religious month. And we look at June, and we may think June's not a religious month. It is a religious month. It's dedicated to the secular religion and the secular humanist religion of me and self. And what we're going to see this month is a lot of pride celebrated this month. And I won't even get into what they're saying pride, but just looking at pride, that's the one thing we don't celebrate as Christians, or shouldn't celebrate as Christians, because our pride is what I need rescued from. Our pride is what I need that defense from. It's my pride that keeps me from serving Christ and serving others, because my pride makes me more important. And I'm not, I don't want to celebrate myself, right? Christ come as the example to not do that, to put yourself below others and to serve others, and that's what it is, I believe, to be a Christian. But we're going to be, bombarded with those messages today to say, focus on yourself, and whatever you want to do is great and wonderful. And that's not what my Bible teaches me. It teaches me that the things that I want to do are the things that I shouldn't do, and the things I should do are the things that I may not be doing. Amen? That's my desire, because as being a selfish person, I'm not going to promote others. I'm not going to have that Christian behavior. We're going to read in James 4 this morning, verses 4 through 10 first, if you all stand with me. And it says, "You adulterous people, don't you know what friendship with the world means? Enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail, and change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." Join me in the word of prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you. We thank you for the beautiful day you've given us. Lord, we thank you for just the blessings that you pour out on us. We want to lift up those that are suffering loss or illness today, Lord, and we just ask that you would be with them. Lord, I ask that you would just open our hearts and minds to your word this morning, and that you would humble us in heart. In Jesus' name, amen. You all may be seated. pride is considered the father of all sins. Right? If we talk about pride, that's probably what we think about when we first talk about pride as believers, is that it is the beginning of all sins, if you will, are the fathers of all sins. And I think so for good reason, because it was pride that made the devil the devil. Right? It was pride that made Lucifer think he was more important than God, and made him become Satan, as we refer to him, because he was the day star, or known as the son of the dawn. And we're told that he was beautiful, and he took that to mean that he was more important than he was. But the point is, pride is adverse to what God wants us to do and wants us to become, because we promote ourselves, and we promote ourselves above him. And we should be keeping the context of we are to serve him, right? We were made to serve God. I remember years ago in my world religion class that I had, the teacher first asked, he said, "Why is it that there's so many different religions?" And I knew then the answer, and I still believe the answer today, is because mankind was created by God to serve God and to worship God, and we have it built into us, the desire to worship and the desire to belong to a purpose greater than ourselves. And if we don't have that directed in the right direction, that desire will go towards the wrong things. And that desire may promote ourselves over trying to say we're making our own religion. And that's what happens when pride kicks in, is we become more important than God. But we try to put it in a way that we're serving something bigger than just us. But we are to have pride, I believe. We're just to have it in Him and for Him and about His works. You know, when we have the pride of what He does for us, we have the pride of serving Him. I have a quote here that I'll share with you, and I don't know who did it. It's an anonymous quote. But it says, "Pride is the dandelion of the soul. Its roots go deep. Only a little left behind sprouts again. Its seeds lodge in the tiniest encouraging cracks, and it flourishes in all good soil. The danger of pride is that it feeds on goodness." Like I said, I don't know who wrote that, but I liked it. Because it doesn't take much soil. It doesn't take to grow a dandelion, right? It doesn't need much room to grab a hold. And when it does, it'll sprout up, just like pride in our lives, if we don't keep it down. You know, there was a preacher that was resigning one time, and he told the congregation he was going away. And one of the ladies said, it'll never be the same. And he said, well, don't worry about it. He said, God will definitely send someone better than me to take my place. And she said, oh, that's what the last three preachers said, but it just keeps getting worse and worse. It doesn't take us very long sometimes to be humbled, right? We don't have to look very far for other people sometimes to humble us. But we should have humility, but it shouldn't be a false humility either. And, we don't need to think too highly of ourselves. We need to look at ourselves in proportion to God. I think that when we're using a measuring stick, you know, when I'm measuring my faithfulness, and I don't know if you guys do that or if it's just me, but I'm looking at it, my measuring stick shouldn't be the person sitting next to me. It shouldn't be the person sitting in front of me, because when I look at people around me, I'm going to look at their weakest points, and I'm going to measure my strong points against their weak points, right? Because I want to look good. I don't know how you guys do it, but that's how I do it, so I'll look good to myself. But I don't do that. I shouldn't do that. I'm told not to do that. My measuring stick needs to be Christ. Because if I put myself up against Christ, then I'm always going towards the truth, going towards the right, and then I'll have the humility of where I'm at to the goal that I'm supposed to reach. You know, there's two types of pride, though, I believe. I touched on one but a little bit, but, you know, there's the type we get whenever we finish a task or we have a job well done. And there's a guy, I used to watch some YouTube videos on him when I was mountain biking more. And he would build a bike or do something to a bike, and then he'd wash it and he'd clean it. And I always got a kick out of him because he said, now it's time that we stare at it. Some of you guys know what I'm talking about. You know, he'd get it all cleaned up, he'd just set it there, and then they just show the camera on it so you could stare at it for a little bit. And I always laugh because that's what we do. When we get done building a stretch of fence or we dig a hole and put a post in it or whatever we do, men, the ladies, you might do it too, we just stop back and we just stare at it for a minute, right? Because we have the pride of, hey, I accomplished that. That's a job well done, right? And I think that's a good type of pride, if you will, of the job well done. It's that type that drives us to do our best, to do more, to look at the best we can do in all things. And, you know, the type of we're supposed to be doing all things as we're doing them toward the Lord, right? So as we stop and we stare, we have that type of satisfaction that we're doing what we're called to do, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And it's the type, I think, that Paul had when he wrote to the church of Corinth, and he was saying that they were staying true to his teaching. And I think he had a sense of pride in those folks staying true to the Word of God. And we should have that pride when we're mentoring somebody in the Lord, we're teaching someone, and we look back and we say, I'm really proud of those people for what they're doing because they're staying true to the Word. I think that's a healthy type of pride. Proverbs 17:6 says, children's children are a crown of the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. You know, we can look at our families and what we're doing and what we're leaving behind and our legacy, and hopefully it's a legacy promoting God, and we can be proud of that because it's promoting the kingdom of God. And I did want to repeat here, you know, the parents are the pride of their children. So for all you parents, that's Proverbs 17:6. You can remind them. All right, we'll move on. But then we have the other type of pride, I think, that drives us further from God. You know, the type that is the dandelion of the soul, if you will, or a spiritual disease. Proverbs 16:5 says, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. You know, that's a different type of pride. There's that satisfaction pride of a job well done opposed to the proud at heart. It's the kind that keeps us from celebrating when other people are successful. You know, when someone else accomplishes a task or does something good and we're not happy for them because we kind of wished it was us. You know, it's that type of pride. It's the kind that keeps us from initiating an apology when we know we've been wrong. Because we know we were wrong, we're just not going to say we were wrong. It's the type that maybe we're in the middle of an argument and we realize that we're wrong, but we're not going to say anything and we're not going to admit it. Right? The kind that that even when we've lost, we're not going to show it as a weakness. We're not going to show anything else about it. You know, it keeps us from acting the way that we know we should act when everybody else already knows that we're wrong. It keeps us from being honest with ourselves. Sometimes we won't even admit it to ourselves that we're wrong, not truly. It keeps us from learning new things because we already know it all. You know, Jesus addressed the people with three main issues, I think, in these scriptures in Matthew and in the Sermon on the Mount. And I think we see the disease, if you will, of pride. And Matthew 6:1-4 says, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. You know, he says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Don't boast about, hey, look how good I am, and here's all the I'm so generous, I'm giving all this money, right? I know that there's people that have gotten famous on social media for their giving to the homeless or giving to whatever, you know, and they're putting it out there, and maybe that's good to inspire other people. I'm not going to necessarily say it's bad, but, you know, he's saying we're not doing it to promote ourselves. We're not standing in the synagogue and making sure that the money jingled and everybody knew how much you were given, or that you go and you serve someone and you make sure you announce it to everybody. He's saying do it in secret, because we're doing it for His purpose and not our purpose, so that our reward will be in heaven and not here. Because if we go and we tell people what wonderful guy I am and how humble I am and how generous I am, that is my reward. Right? Whatever I can get from men. And that's not what we are supposed to be trying to do. We're supposed to be building our treasures in heaven. Matthew 6, 5 through 6 goes on. Says, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners and to be seen by others. And truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. You know, that isn't telling us that we can't pray here, and when we do pray here, that we don't stand up. I mean, that's not what it's saying. It's saying that that's not to be our prayer. That's not to be the time that we pray just so that other people think what wonderful guy I am, but I'm to go and pray in private. I'm to have that communication with God, because that is the one that is important to me and my spiritual growth and my communication with Him. And it's not the one to be seen by others. Matthew 6, 16 through 18 says, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Now, one thing I want to point out on all these scriptures, it doesn't say if you do these things, it says when you do these things. Right? These aren't suggestions, these are commands. He's saying when you fast, when you pray, when you give, do it in this manner. And I think there's an importance in that. Because when I'm given, what am I doing? Well, you know, we've done tithes and offerings. And of course, you know, God set that up with tithes in the Old Testament to fund the temple, because there's things that have to be done. But that's not truly the purpose of it. That's what it's used for. But when I give, I recognize that I wouldn't have this if it wasn't for you. And that puts me in a humble position, or should, because I say, Lord, all of what I have, all the things that you've entrusted with me, to me, however that works, come from you, and you've entrusted them to me. We say when we're praying, we're looking at God, again, for guidance, because we're saying, Lord, you're wiser than I am. And that puts us in a humbling state. I need your direction. I need your wisdom. And then we fast. And he says, when we fast, to do it this way, because that, again, humbles us. And it says, Lord, I'm gonna be willing to suffer something. I'm going to give up something that you have blessed me with, not only in a money way, but physically I'm going to give up something so that I can recognize you and be humble. I was talking to somebody this week, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Amen. And we were talking about how some churches get on to the guy preaching if they don't get out on time. Now, I know you guys, you know, are that way. But they're getting on to him for preaching too long. And it was pointed out to me recently that we're so consumed with the next meal. You know, you think about our obsession and our culture with food. And they're not so mad because they're there late. They're mad because they're late for dinner. You know, call me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner. I mean, maybe there's some more importance to that. You know, we're to not have our focus on our physical desires, our physical wants. We fasting gives us the recognition that that's not the most important thing. Our spiritual need is more important than our physical need. Now I have to make sure I get out on time. You know, pride is a self-serving thing, and when we promote ourselves, like say we're not promoting Christ, we're just promoting ourselves. And it takes us further from the kingdom, not closer to the kingdom. I think, though, that sometimes that we promote ourselves in the name of God, in a way. As we talked about, the people that are this example of standing in the synagogue to pray, and we use God, in a sense, to promote ourselves, to say, hey, look how great I am, how many hours I do this, or whatever it is that we do in spiritual context. And I'm not sure that's not using God's name in vain, in a sense, when we promote ourselves inappropriately using God's name. You know, most of us would never use God's name in vain on purpose, but I think we do it sometimes. As a people, we do it when we don't mean to. But pride is self-destructive because it doesn't edify others. It doesn't edify God. It doesn't edify even ourselves. But it leads us more to destruction and destructive behavior. You know, it doesn't really make me stronger. It diminishes me. If I go around telling everybody how great I am all the time and I have all this pride in it, it doesn't really make me feel better because I know the truth. I know that my value comes from Christ, right? The value that I have comes from Him. It's not from me and the things that I do. But and on top of things, I think it just makes us look foolish. C.S. Lewis says, unchastity, anger, greed, drunkenness, and all that are mere flea bites in comparison. It was through pride that the devil became the devil. Pride leads us to every other vice. It is the complete anti-God state of mind. You know, and I would say that it does more than just drag us down, if you will, but it puts us in the view of others, or spiritually it drags us down more so, because our soul, like say when we promote our pride, it just makes us know that we're not what we're saying that we are. You know, as I was studying on this and thinking about this, I've never seen anybody who refuses salvation because they didn't have pride, because they were too humble. You know, if you're sharing Christ with someone, it's pride that gets in the way. It's not the other way around. It's not lack of pride that's ever affected anybody negatively. It's too much pride. It's the fact that they can't understand or admit or be willing to say, I need something from someone else. You know, I had a little story here that I was going to mention. There was a story about a preacher that was real proud of himself. And he had this great message, and he was all swole up, and he walked up into the pulpit, and he got up there, and he just preached, and he preached, and it wasn't well received. And he hung his head, and he walked down and out, and a guy looked over to the other guy and said, if he'd have went up the way he went down, he'd have went down the way he went up. And I think about that especially as I come to the pulpit often, you know, we need to be humble in what we do as we serve, because it's God that lifts us up. You know, our pride gets in our way of doing what we're supposed to do, and it's God that lifts us up. But, you know, like I said, it's never been pride that the lack of pride that has kept someone from coming to the Lord. We shouldn't be trying to impress others. Gregory Peck, one time, the actor Gregory Peck, early in his career, he went to a restaurant and he was told that there wasn't any room for him because the reservations were all full and there wasn't any more room for him. And he said, okay, and he turned to leave, and his friend said to him, said, hey, tell him who you are. And he looked at his friend and he says, if I have to tell him who I am, then I ain't. You know, if I have to tell you I'm famous, then I'm not that important, am I? Because it's not us that should be promoting ourselves. We should let Christ promote us. You know, what are we focusing on this morning? Is it things of earthly importance, or is it of spiritual importance? Is it heavenly importance, or is it on what we can do here? You know, we read earlier that the parents are the pride of their children. And I've got a question here. Are we able to say that we have pride in knowing that we're children of God? You know, as I read that, I think about, you know, the children, they do take pride in who your parents are. And as a parent, that puts a big responsibility on you, right? Because we're proud of who our parents are, and they reflect us. And, you know, but we should be able to be proud in the fact that we say, you know, my Heavenly Father is who He is. You know, are you able to say that your Heavenly Father, that you have a Heavenly Father this morning? You know, are you able to say that you are a believer in Christ? You know, I don't know that it's pride that we have to say, hey, I'm a believer, but it's the humility to know that Christ is our Savior and that God is our Heavenly Father, and we have pride in the fact that we serve Him. But we do it not to promote ourselves, but to promote Him. You know, do you know the importance, if you will, because He finds us valuable? And as we talk about all this and we talk about humility, you know, it's not saying we're not valuable. It's saying that Christ finds us valuable. Our value is in Him and our service of Him. You know, and as we look at that and we look at the value that we have, you know, He gave up everything that He had. He gave up being in heaven to come to earth for us because He found us of infinite value. But our value is in Him and through Him. I'm going to ask Matt to come this morning and have a hymn invitation. You know, maybe you're here this morning, you're not able to say that you know Him as your personal Savior. You're not able to say, I have the pride knowing that God is my Heavenly Father. I'm going to ask you to come up this morning and we'll talk about that. What number are we singing?
285.
285. Everybody stand.
Take up thy cross and follow me. I heard my Master say, I gave my life to ransom thee. Surrender your all today. Wherever He leads,
Tonight we're in the last of our house churches. I believe this is the last lesson. Is that right? And so if you haven't been to any, but you want to be at one tonight, there is one that meets here at the church at 6, I believe. Here at church. And then there's other ones that we can get you plugged into. And then we're looking at a new series starting off. So if you haven't been involved in this one, be in prayer about coming and being involved in the next one that we're going to be starting here at a time to be announced whenever we get our calendars right in the coming weeks. So I know that's going on. Is there anything else we need to announce? All right. Be in prayer for the youth camp or the children's camp that's coming and the youth camp that's being rescheduled. So be in prayer that we have better weather for that weekend. So, all right. With that, Roger, would you just say a word of prayer?
Great thing, Father. We just thank you so much. We can come and to hear your word today, and Lord, we just ask you to be with us as we defeat this word called pride. Lord, that you just guide and direct us. And Lord, do everything we do, we turn and look towards you. Lord, we just ask you to go with us throughout this week. Lord, put those in our path that need to hear your word. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.